This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a corrupt place because good people lay down, and that's changing.
Sleeping Giant is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
25 years ago, when I first got politically involved, I would go speak at city council because it was on cable and people would see it. I would go speak at the county commissioners, and I would bring up the New World Order, world government. I would read quotes by David Rockefeller about destroying our sovereignty, Senator Goldwater fighting back, and they'd laugh at me and make jokes. See, people aren't laughing now. And that's my point. As bad as stuff is, the police are awake because the globalists went too far with their Soros plan and started saying, go kill cops and stuff. And the police know about how they do this in third world countries. So they're like, oh my God, the worst is true. The military's basically almost completely awake, unless somebody's really stupid. And they're in trouble, Joe Biggs.
Yes, they are. And with the military, that point being made, that's very true. You know, there's a lot of soldiers that I was in with that are still in who watch this show religiously, who watched it before I even knew the show existed back when I was in Iraq in like 2014 and stuff, that were watching this show and listening to your videos and watching your documentaries. And I didn't even know the show existed. Most of them thought I was such a gung-ho soldier.
When was this?
They were scared to tell me, like back in 2013 all the way through 2013 when I got out, you know. I never knew the show existed until after I got out with the whole Hastings thing.
Yeah.
You know, but most of the soldiers wouldn't even come to me and tell me about it because they thought I was such just a gung-ho U.S. Army by the book, you know, Rambo type guy. And when I got out and started working here, everybody just started emailing me and calling me like, you work for Alex Jones. That's the most amazing show ever.
I was about to add, though, that's compartmentalization. Everyone feels like they're alone. We're all decompartmentalizing right now and realizing, hey, we're the majority and we're not black. We're not white. We're patriots.
I mean, I did a report earlier this week on Monday where the U.S. Army had a OPSEC brief, and in the slide it listed Hillary Clinton as a security threat with her mishandling of classified materials along with General Petraeus and all that.
And notice they said no comment, which means it's real.
Well, the story that I came out with was Monday. Later Monday night, the Army pulled the slide from their briefs that had been going on for almost over a year. Then Tuesday, NBC covered it. Then Wednesday, the Army came out yesterday in Army Times and said that they pulled Hillary Clinton.
Oh, see, I didn't know that, but I said, no, that's real, because when they say no comment, that means real.
Oh, yeah, it was real. It was a real slide that was in circulation for about 18 months, and the Army pulled it down after the backlash from the videos.
Well, that's because the Army is openly ignoring Obama and Hillary at this point, because they're not our leaders. They are foreign imposters. General Flynn, all of them know, folks. I mean, this is a big deal. It's a soft coup, as Pachinik. And Pachinik's been running around to the generals and stuff. They've been meeting and things. That's the thing. People, the listeners and stuff, I don't tell people a bunch of stuff because it's so historic, so over the top, that I can't even believe I'm in the middle of it. But just believe me. The only reason I'm alive is the good Lord above, but also there's so many good people and agencies that I'm under full surveillance for my own safety. I mean, I've been told in the threat fusion centers and stuff, everything I do is watched. And that's to protect me.
Yeah.
Is that not crazy?
I believe that 100%. When I go and I go to do some of these reports and these police come up to us or the FBI contacts me and says, hey, we're watching you in Mexico when you're going down there looking at this. What did you find out? They're watching.
Yeah, and so I realize the PSYOP, they come in, corrupt our government, take it over, have the government do bad stuff, and then have us have a war with our government so they come in after. No, we're not doing that. We've caught you. We know your plan. You are screwed, Soros. You are screwed. And I played along with fighting with the cops and stuff before I paradigm shifted in the last decade. And it's just part of getting older and more sophisticated. And we're all learning more faster and faster now, too.
Yeah, it's not flip-flopping. As you get older, you start to understand the world better. You start to see behind the curtain. You start to understand everything clearer. And that's what the show does, is it kind of... Imagine being born with a pair of glasses on, but they're really foggy. And as time progresses, you start cleaning them off, and you start to be able to see clearer and clearer. And eventually, you get to a point where it's all clear, and you can see it, and it's scary. But
it's like you're driving through the mountains, and you go through the cloud cover. All of a sudden, you're up above the clouds. You see the blue sky and the mountains and the moon rising. And you're like, this is incredible.
Yes.
And that's what it's like. It's just more and more, we're just like, whoa, we can see for miles and miles and miles, hundreds of miles. And we're all seeing this together.
Mm-hmm.
We're all sharing the same truth.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Well, Salon's done it again. I think ZZ Top's fitting music intro.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, you know, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Salon normally is promoting pedophilia and how great it is to lust after four-year-old girls. I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is like something that is a running theme of these people. It's a war on decency. We have to bring them to heel. Watch a decade of Hillary Clinton's shameful hypocrisy on racism, and they make a joke out of it. You know, it's like when I talked about Uma Abedin. Has she had sexual mutilation? Because her parents are serious Muslim scholar clerics, and her mother promotes Sharia law, which means you cut a woman's genitals off. And they had, I'm not exaggerating, at least 10 national news stories and newspapers, you name it, attacking me and Roger Stone for saying, who knows, does she have her genitals? And they said, oh, we're obsessed with women and don't know about women and are digging through our sister's underwear drawer. And these articles all kind of, because I read like four or five this morning, were like fetishy, like they kind of liked it. It was like they were playing to their pervert readers. We're like, serious, man. This woman runs around in these flower outfits and stays in the same hotel room with Hillary and all this. We're not saying it's bad that they're lesbians, whatever. The point is that then they support Sharia law that would kill a lesbian. That's what we're talking about, media, blue state, all you different newspapers and publications. Not that, oh, we're obsessed. Well, we are obsessed, but the point is not obsessed like we don't know anything about it, like we're trying to discover something. I mean, give me a break. These people are crazy, Biggs.
It's Stockholm Syndrome. They loved. Yes, please. Let's support Sharia law and the Islamic terrorists. Please cut my head off. And they just guide the guy's hand holding the blade up to their neck, and they just love it. And they're smiling and giggling.
And they have writers that sit there drooling and then showing videos of four-year-old girls. I mean,
that was sick. I saw that. This guy comes out with this video and says he's a pedophile, and he doesn't want to be looked at like he's inhumane or he's some bad person. He's like, I've never really done anything with a child, but I do have sexual fantasies with young girls. No, that's completely and totally messed up. We should not be promoting that.
Meanwhile, the same liberal media says arrest a guy if he's 18 and his girlfriend's 17. No, that they should amend the statutory rape laws, okay? But when it's a guy going after, you know, your five-year-old daughter, execute them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it is just the craziest stuff. I mean, let me tell you, when I was 16, I had girlfriends that were 25. And that was not statutory rape, I'll assure you. I'm not trying to get graphic. It's just true. I'm not bragging. It is true. I tell you, what a crazy world. I wish I was as good looking as I was when I was 20, though.
I remember when I used to live in Panama City Beach. Was at a time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm sure. Here's the deal. They call it perverted, and they control the Christian churches. I'm a Christian. I love God. But I'm a man. I mean, God made me. Look, also King David did. I'm just not a hypocrite about it. It's normal that I appreciate God's creations, you know, full-grown women. That's supposedly, Christians get more upset when I talk about how beautiful women are, but then it's like they're promoting pedophilia on the news, and we've allowed Christians to kind of lose the moral high ground by getting so upset at, like, you know, men liking women in bikinis,
you know,
and then going out and screaming, you know, God hates fags, kill gay people, to make Christians, you know, not look loving. And then meanwhile, you give away your moral high ground, and the pedophiles come out and take over.
You don't want to see
beekeepers. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't want to see beekeepers in the water playing around and swatting the water and chasing after the bees.
Well, by the way, it's true that when they put these burkinis on, in fact, I had an article on that today. Let's pull that up if we can on screen. When they have these burkinis on that are literal Teletubby outfits that full-grown women are wearing, and they're out there at the beach, the French are like, but the thing is, they grandstand. And Bracken talks about, in the next phase of Islam, they do this to parade around and make you uncomfortable. And see, they enjoy it. They get off on it. These are Stockholm Syndrome enslaved women with their genitals cut off in many cases. But the inventor of the burkini has now come out and attacked Sarkozy, who's a bad guy, by the way, for supporting the burqa ban, and said, you don't get the style. Can we pull up close-ups of the burkinis, please? I mean, not just a faraway shot, but these women look like they're wearing giant condoms or something.
Finally, the one lady, she had like a beehive in her hand or something. On the ground. Like, well, tried to fill the holes with sand or something to kill the bees, I guess.
The point is that here's the deal. You come to France, the inventors of the bikini, not much good about
how are you going
to
French in that?
Oh, the French are great people, actually. Their socialists are horrible. Look at this. What is the point of going to the beach? And they'll say, oh, don't bully. These are people that want to bully my women. They'll say, that's sexist. Yeah, you're right. They're my women. My family, my daughters are mine. They're not putting on your damn beekeeper outfits. Ain't happening, Jack.
We want them to be free. We want them to dress how they want to dress. They should have.
That's because you're a racist, sexist, homophobe.
Islamophobe, which is why I'm still alive.
Look at this. I mean, look at this. I mean, it's a clown outfit. Look at that.
I like the Teletubby.
Look at this. Look at this. Hey, Anthony Gucciardi, I'm going to bring you in right now.
Oh, this is going to be like
a
secret photo shoot.
Anthony, we make the joke that sunglasses, cars, and suits are all best when they're Italian, and shoes and everything else. But I tell you, maybe we have an Italian designer of burkinis. Would that make it okay?
I think that must be it. And did you see that they said now if you post a picture of someone enforcing the burkini law, and, like, writing a ticket or whatever, they're going to come after you legally?
Who is?
The French government. I have the article right here. It
says
it.
That's
trendy.
That's totally schizophrenic. Exactly. They tell the newspapers, okay, we're going to enforce the law, but we don't want to, so don't show the photo. Go ahead and show the article. Here we go.
Everything is so loaded. Perception becomes reality. It's totally insane. They could just say anything they want, say you're racist, say you're homophobic. Yeah, it's from The Independent. I sent it to the producer. It says,
yeah, let's do a document cam shot. We can show that
sure.
In there.
Burkini ban. France threatens legal action against social media users for sharing photos of police enforcing law. So it says, I'm denouncing a manipulation that undermines the local police. And they're threatening legal action against social media users for sharing photos of police enforcing a ban on the burkini, which is one
of
the.
But it's a public place, so there's no perception of privacy. That's my big beef with police worldwide. I get the cameras cause you problems. They also help you in a lot of cases. That'll help get rid of bad cops. Stop giving people tickets or arresting people that are videotaping police. They've backed off a lot on that in the U.S. That is outrageous by the French.
I just love the ridiculousness of all of it. It's like, it's completely insane. Just like they had the burkini-only pool days. Well, now it's like, okay, well, we're going to put this policy forward, but then the other side...
Oh, yeah, in Germany, they have pool days just for the Muslims.
Yeah, exactly. But now you can't even take a picture.
And the girls now in Germany wear wristbands at all the pools saying, don't rape me, in Arabic.
And hey, also, the Egyptian police, I couldn't print the story because it wouldn't work. The Egyptian police are using gay and lesbian dating apps, smartphone apps, and then busting the people using them and arresting them. But that's okay. That's fine, right? We're bad. Look at all the actually oppressive countries and the actually oppressive people. They're great, and we should defend their honor. In the United States, though, if you say something that could potentially harm someone, you're a really, really bad person. Like, you're bad. You said you're women. What you meant is you actually care about the women in your life, so you consider them so important to you that, you know, they're like your women in your life, like your mother or whatever.
They're mine.
But you're bad.
Me and McGreen were in Eugene, Oregon. We're at this like Whole Foods type place where they had these little trendy restaurants in there. We're covering one of the Trump rallies, and he was inside looking around at some of the stuff. And I walked
by,
and there was this giant swarm of bees. And I kid you not, there was this lady in the whole Burke outfit, and everyone was like running from it. She just goes right through it, just breezes right through, like nothing's eating.
So there's the answer.
And she didn't get stung, and I was like, wow, it is a beekeeper suit. I was like, McBree, look at this, it works.
Really, where is this video?
No, there was no video. We were just walking to go get lunch, and I'd seen that, and there was just like thousands.
Oh, my God, you actually saw a woman in a burka
run through the, like, she walked right through this bee swarm. I mean, there was thousands. And there's a guy in this other, he was in an actual bee suit, and he's standing up on a ladder, and he's trying to get this nest down or hive down or whatever.
And by the way, let me say this. They use our open, truly liberal society as a joke to overthrow it. I can't go to Saudi Arabia, okay, with my family and say, have my daughters, you know, even in a normal bathing suit or anything. So why can't they walk down the street with their faces uncovered? Why aren't they open to me? Why do I have to be open to them? Do you understand that, fake liberals? Why do you think they're so cuckolded, Anthony? Why does the left want to commit suicide?
I love that word. You know, here's the best. We should be able to make a joke about anything we want. We should be able to talk about anything we want. We have a joke. I'm 100% Italian. And what's our joke? We call me Shinebox. From the Goodfellas, go get your shine box. We make jokes all the time. Who cares?
Well, that is your idea to do that.
It's mine, of course. Like, it's my joke.
You know, whenever we do something really cool or something really successful, we'll go, look at this. And look at, or like we're an Italian suit or something. We'll go, look at this damn shine boxer.
Exactly.
Look at that Lamborghini, those damn shine boxes.
Exactly.
Look at these Italian sunglasses. Look at these Italian women, these shine boxers.
Exactly. It's all a big joke. It's self-deprecating.
Exactly.
It's funny.
Because the thing is, a lot of Italians were poor, so they were the shine shoes, and that's in the movie Goodfellas, which is really true. Italians would insult each other and say, now get your shine box. So I mean, we make a big joke about it.
Right. But it's not a big deal. It's funny. It's silly. It's not
actually
offensive.
Let's say we're getting on a helicopter to go survey something, and we say, look at us. We're getting in a shine box.
Exactly. It's actually good nomenclature. It's real. But, you see, we can say that. It's funny. But then you even say the word burka, and people look at you, because that's the hot issue right now. Oh, how dare you, right?
I hear people all the time go, let's get Mexican. They go, can't say Mexican. Or,
yeah.
Let's get Chinese. Chinese, you know? Chinese are going to hear that.
No.
It's like mental illness, man. It is crazy.
People asked me specifically about you talking about you can't say Mexican, right? They're like, no one says that. One time we were talking with someone, I don't know who it was, and there was someone there, and they said, well, don't call it Chinese food. What? What are you supposed to call it? What are you supposed to call it?
I ordered Chinese last night. It was
literally
delicious.
It is called Chinese food on the sign of the place.
Okay, I'll tell the story, but it's a court case, and I'm not getting into it. It's a court case I was successful in, but this kind of stuff that goes on, okay? I am in a court, okay, this is this year, and I'm sitting there, and they bring up, they go, and then once he said, yeah, you know, that Hispanic guy, and then they were asking this Hispanic lady on the stand, they go, do you think that's racist? And she goes, no, he was Hispanic. It's like, you go, you know that farmer guy down the road, or you know that Hispanic guy, what's his name? It's like literally words. It's like if you say homosexual, it doesn't mean you hate gay people, or heterosexual. It's the term.
What if police just stopped using descriptions, which they do now, actually? But you know how it's like...
Interpol and the UN are banning saying Muslim.
It's just there's a human being right now. There's an active shooter situation right now. There's a human being on the loose. Find him. He looks like a human being.
And don't say the color of his car. We can't even say it's a car.
What's
the vehicle description?
He's driving a burka.
Who knows what he identifies with?
You can't even say he's wearing a beekeeper suit. They're wearing a Teletubby outfit. They're at the beach. It's a woman in a Teletubby outfit. With suicide,
are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio 67.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
To be clear, if religious groups want to cover themselves up and you know, not be out there in a bikini saying, hey, I'm ready to, you know, mate and, you know, find a man, that's totally reasonable. Like the Amish and folks. My issue is with the Islamists, this is part of a law, part of being conquered, part of coming in. They make the women do this. The Amish let you leave. In fact, they push you out for a year and say, maybe we don't want you. you know, when you're a teenager, right at that time to make your decision. It's not that way with the Islamicists.
Push freedom. If you want to do that, then you should make that decision yourself and carry that out.
But we're not bad criticizing the burqas. No, we have that right, see?
We're criticizing the fact that women are being forced to do this, and many of them don't want to. In Iran, there's a huge campaign going on right now. Men in burqas or something like that is a hashtag. And men are actually putting on these outfits and letting the women dress in regular conservative clothing in support of this, pointing out the ridiculousness of this whole law in Iran.
But yeah, you know, we ought to have a day here, people want to opt into it, where we men all wear burqas on air, and we just cover our, just see how it feels to be wearing a freaking Halloween mask.
4 hours of beef.
Finally get to wear a dress. Hey, Anthony Gucciardi, Biggs is going to ride shotgun with him, because I know you invited him too. He's got some other clips he's going to play and cover a bunch of news you've gotten ready for the show with. But since Biggs mentioned this, new international policing protocol. It's international. Our orders come from international, all these alphabet groups run by the same globalist. Don't link terror attacks to Islam or ISIS. Protocol 12 is beyond even what Obama says, which is official. They, when they're investigating a mosque, they can't say mosque, Islam, Muhammad. They can't ask those questions. Actually, there's like a list of 15 things. Well, now globalists use Protocol 12 to cover up jihadist attacks in the West. And they're just not even allowed to say it's Islamic. In fact, they can't even go investigate the Islamic centers because it isn't Islamic. ISIS, that's the thing that has nothing to do with Islam.
The next time there's a terror attack, we should take the article that breaks down. We should take the article that breaks down all the information and black out with a Sharpie any kind of word like that, you know, Islam, this and that, and then just read it out and be like, you know, man walked into a from a book.
Another 50 people were killed in Turkey today in a daily suicide bombing, but it has nothing to do with Islam.
Meanwhile, you know what's really powerful to watch is the video of the women who were freed from the Islamic State capture in whatever town they were in whatever country. And basically ISIS had taken over their little town. And they took off their burqas and they were burning them. And they were crying and they were like, oh, my God, it feels so amazing.
Hey, that's
to be
enough
free
of
again.
Your white savior crap. It's bad, okay?
Right?
You're a white male. You're not allowed to talk. Shut up.
I know, but how dare we talk
about
this?
All evil bounce from you, Gucciardi.
It does, actually.
But think about how many women out there despise that want to be able to have that freedom, to choose what they want.
Look at these women burning these hot hoods they've got to wear.
I've had to wear that stuff before in some of these skits. It's not comfortable.
I mean, look at it. And then people say, well, it's their choice.
Completely free of the West where I felt safe.
You do a great AIDS Skrillex.
No, that's Carl the Cup.
No, but you do the AIDS Skrillex earlier. That was on point.
I have to bend forward like a buzzard when I talk, though.
Carl the Cup's hard.
Here, let me go ahead and try it. Here, hold on. Never go full Alex Jones. I'm about to do it. I hate the Western world. I want to crap all over Western values. I'm going to join ISIS. Yeah, me too. Oh, that'll be great. And me.
I think that was on point. I can tell you've watched it a few times.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
We only watch it 5 times a day.
I know. It should be given to
it's
all
up
children.
It's up to a gay fish.
Oh, I'm going to tell you. We watch gay fish a lot. I'm not trying to do a morning comedy show. At a certain point, I'm so serious, I like break down into gallows humor. And it's just going to get worse now. About 2 a.m. this morning, I can tell you, I'm thinking I'm going to go crazy today.
Today? You're going to crazy today, huh?
We're going to have to go to the shine box.
Go to the shine box operation over here. I know, I'm all alone in this shine box over here.
All the secrets, Anthony.
I know. I revealed too much on this program today.
Now we're secretly getting orders from the Vatican?
Yes.
Or is it Israel today? The truth is, no one's getting any orders around here. That's why it's so bad and so good.
That's the problem.
No orders are happening around here.
I'm told to, hey, what do you want to cover? And go cover it. You know, if you're going to talk about something, you're going to bring up something that's happening in the country, go shoot a report. Go talk about it. Give your viewpoint on it.
Meanwhile, other media is micromanaged because there's always a corporate message they want out.
Yeah. We literally do have more freedom here to cover the things we care about, to cover the things we want to cover these hot topics that are unfolding, the breaking news, without anyone standing over our shoulder.
The only and if you want to randomly act like H. Grealish, you can, and just suddenly say, ISIS, that's the group that has literally nothing to do with Islam. Sorry.
When I cross the Rio Grande River dressed up like an ISIS jihadi, that's an idea that popped in my head, and I called Dio. I was like, do you think this is a good idea? He's like, go for it. Do it. Show the open border.
Yeah. Those stuff were really like original investigative reporting, and we're actually with sources and stuff. Then we have to meet about that a lot and stuff, and we have to vet all that and make phone calls and things. But other than that, we're just doing commentary and analysis. We're going to come back. Stay with us.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Antennas on top of those burkinis, though. It's happening right now. Nothing's going to stop us. We're putting it out, French.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
We have major breaking news here as we're live on the air at 2:33 Central Time. Just a few minutes ago, because we were getting ready to go to her speech as she was concluding it, Hillary Clinton in this big event that she's been talking about for so long, where she was going to expose Donald Trump, she came out with more half-truths, lies, innuendo, hypocrisy, where we've got all these videos of her saying, build a wall, build a fence, deport felons, deport illegals. She said it in the 90s. She said it in the 2000s. She said it in 2008, running against Obama. It's all lies about Trump. It's all twisted spin, half-baked BS. And then she did it to me. And I'm the big you know, you don't say Alex Jones. You never say the name Alex Jones. They always say the one from Texas, which is so honorable. I'm known as the Texan, thank God. That's right, Slime. And we're here standing against you. We don't care. We're committed. But more and more they have to speak the name that no one says. It's like in Lord of the Rings, he says Saruman. He goes, Sauron. It's, name. I mean, they will not even speak it. I love it that they won't speak my name. In fact, this bums me out that Hillary, the arch criminal, is actually speaking my name. It loses some of the mystique to be the unspoken one. But let me get serious because I want to respond to this live here on air right now. Hillary Clinton just minutes ago concluded, while we were live on air at 2:35 currently, Hillary Clinton just concluded her live speech where she was going to destroy the KKK kingpin, Donald Trump. The problem is we have her saying one of her main mentors was Senator Robert Byrd, who was a Grand Dragon and Supreme Cyclops and all these other stupid comic book names the KKK has for themselves.
Green bed sheets.
It's really weird. It's a gang. You think just black people and Mexicans or whatever have gangs? The KKK is a white gang, okay, of degenerates. I mean, everybody's got their own degenerates, and that's what's going on. So Trump has disavowed over and over again. She goes into that. She goes into everything else. She's saying, shut down Breitbart. I mean, these are open statements, very dangerous tyranny. And she goes on to say, it's what happens when you listen to the radio host Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. He said the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre were child actors and no one was actually killed there. Now, let's stop right there, because that's lies and twisted disinformation. I said the Saudi Arabian government helped fund 15 of the 19 hijackers, and I said that there was a congressional investigation in 2002 that found that Saudi Arabia quarterback the 9/11 attacks, and that bipartisanly, high levels of the government blocked that investigation and blocked the FBI from even stopping the hijackers before it happened because of the Saudi connection, and they basically stood down. Mm-hmm. Now, I was interviewing the whistleblowers and FBI people back in 2002, 3, 4, 5. I was having members of the CFR on and others, high-level former spy chiefs like Dr. Pechenik. I mean, I had my sources, but it was in the news that Saudi Arabia was involved. It just came back up with the 28 pages and has been proven correct. So they condense it down to like a Warner Brothers cartoon where I'm saying George W. Bush had the plunger blowing up the buildings. In fact, that's what Hardball always says. Jones says Bush literally had a detonator and like Wile E. Coyote blew it up. That's what they say. I didn't get that analogy from myself. They say that. I didn't say that. I said Bush was literally not even like the president. It was Dick Cheney. But it was much more sophisticated than that, and it's all come out. Now, let's talk about Oklahoma City. Let's talk about Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City was a total false flag with NATO, the ATF, and the CIA, and the FBI. And we know the names of the men from the witnesses in the building, from the police officers, and from the declassified information that came out, the bombs in the building. General Parton, the former head of Air Force Weapons, he went public about the bombs being inside, the outside being a diversion. It goes on and on and on. And so, yes, that was a false flag. And you ask, why do they use foreign agencies? That way they're all involved. Nobody can blackmail the others. And it's been declassified. The London Guardians reported the Germans have been caught doing bombings to blame right-wing groups as well as a national program in the 90s. They also, the British got caught leading the IRA. They actually led it from the top. The IRA didn't even know for decades. And it was the British government ordering the IRA to bomb to discredit the IRA. That is London Guardian, Associated Press, BBC. Look at it for yourself. So, yes, I do say that was a false flag completely. There's different types of false flags. And then they say that I say Sandy Hook massacre, that none of it happened. There have been top school safety experts that have come out and said that it's a cover-up. There have been major anomalies like Anderson Cooper using blue screen when he's not really at Sandy Hook. And we've seen CNN claiming that they were in Riyadh under Scud attack when they weren't. Remember, that's famous. I just said it should be investigated. Clearly, the whole story doesn't add up. Some people say it's all child actors. Some people say all this. That's not what I'm saying. There was a drill that day. A lot of weird stuff went on. So that's what I'm getting at here. Now, Joe Biggs was in here live in studio breaking down other news with us. We're going to go back to him in a moment and Anthony Gucciardi. But I wanted to go ahead, now that we have the clip, and play Hillary Clinton now planning to use Alex Jones as an attack on Trump. And again, this is meant to have him not use key ammo against Hillary, like, hey, there might be election fraud. Well, now the UN's coming to oversee the election saying there's going to be election fraud. Trump's been proven right again. We're covering real things, and she wants to illustrate this and act like
none of it's happening. Alt-right. She's scared of the alternative right news. That's what she's going after. She thinks that us being out here exposing all of this, you know, she's trying to push this whole conspiracy thing to take away from the fact that we really are exposing criminal activity that's going on.
Well, sure, and they misrepresent. I mean, the truth is, I'm proud that I said there was something going on with 9/11, including the dust, and they now admit it was deadly, and they covered it up. I was right about that. I mean, this is common sense. Oklahoma City was totally a false flag. WorldNet Daily got the hotel receipts of the head of the FBI hostage rescue team there days before at you know, the hotel, and his whole team. He said he was in Dallas and didn't get there till that afternoon. I mean, we have it. We have the witnesses that saw him, identified him on TV. These guys were crazy enough to go plant bombs in the building and then go do press conferences at the bomb site. And the people that were working in the federal building were like, that's the guy planting the bombs. I've had all the witnesses on, Jane Graham, all of them. You know, I've had the cops on, the ones they didn't kill and torture to death. And you know who's running the show then? Within 10 minutes of the Oklahoma City bombing, who did Hillary and Bill Clinton blame? Rush Limbaugh and talk radio. And then later, you know, Matt Drudge and everybody. They're coming after the press, folks, and they're scared of us. So they want to have this fake moral authority, like they're up there on the high mountain going, and he talks to the kook, Alex Jones. And in the desert, he goes to an oasis and drinks good water. What a kook. See, that's why they admit now they want to censor us. And that's why they said Breitbart and other grassroots conservative media has no right to exist, because we're kicking your butt with the information, because it's the internet age. We can show you, say, build a wall 15 times and then say Trump's a bigot because he wants to build a wall. We can show what a fraud you are, lady. By the way, she looked like hell, like she was propped up during this press conference. Here it is. There she is, our
the Kennedy queenie. Assassination. Now, perhaps in Trump's mind, because Mr. Cruz was a Cuban immigrant, he must have had something to do with it.
Let's hit pause.
And there is.
Let's hit pause. No, his dad lived there. His dad was connected to serious organizations and groups. And you notice his dad, the whole thing got dropped a day later. See, all of it is a lie. See, we consider and analyze all of it. All of it is a lie. Now he doesn't like immigrants because Ted Cruz came from immigrants. No, we have the intel, and we have the girlfriend of Lee Harvey Oswald, who was CIA, saying, no, I knew Cruz. And then he's in photos. He's a very distinctive-looking guy. It looks like Rafael Cruz. And let me explain something. Most of the Cubans that came in the year before all that stuff kicked off, that's when Cruz came in, were working for the CIA. The CIA is bigger than Walmart and Coca-Cola combined, okay? I go to family reunions, and I'm not even proud of it because I built everything myself. Okay, it's not cool to be in the CIA. Okay, and my family, it's not like analysts and people and pencil pushers. It's like the Legion of Doom with eye patches, okay? And I'm not even proud of that. The point is that I know CIA when I see it, and that's Rafael Cruz. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, she's doing everything she can to divert the attention away from the emails, to divert the attention away from her failing health, and she's trying to use this to blame you, to blame Drudge, to blame Breitbart, and it's completely and totally pathetic. We have stacks and stacks of paper every day showing the criminality behind the Clinton Foundation, showing her failing health, showing that she doesn't have the ability to hold the highest office that we have in the U.S. as president. And she wants to attack you. That's like, it's such a low blow.
It's because they're scared of the info. The reverse psychology, and Pachinko will agree with us. He's former top psyops of the State Department. I'm going to get him on tomorrow if he can come on. Let's get him on. is that whatever they're really afraid of, they put out there like it's been discredited. It's a Jedi mind trick, you understand?
Yeah.
But Trump sees all that and is countermanding his staff continually, and that, I can say that. I mean, look, Trump is on board. The problem is it's hard to find people at that level for the political class that aren't, you know, idiots. Okay, but let's. I'm sorry, I digress with her talking about Ted Cruz, because every line is just a load of disinformation. See, it took me 5 minutes just to decipher that steaming pile of horse manure. Let's go back to the source of the deception, the creature known as Hillary.
Of that. Just recently, Trump claimed that President Obama founded ISIS.
He said you did, too.
And he has repeated that over and over again.
Because you did, wench.
His latest paranoid fever dream is about my health.
And the giant diaper you're wearing.
And all I can say is, Donald, dream on.
Dream on. I see sickness.
You've been taking naps for the last 3 days.
Look at that barracuda, man. Look at that demon. Man, oh, man, I can't handle her.
Woo! Look at the bags in her eyes. The next,
She could literally star in the new Batman as a Joker. No makeup needed.
But, my friends, this is what happens when you treat the National Enquirer like gospel. They said in October I'd be dead in 6 months. It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. He even said, and this really just is so disgusting, he even said the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre were child actors, and no one was actually killed there. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind, dark their heart must be.
Wow.
To say things like that.
How dark my heart must be.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies.
She loves my
heart. He actually went on Jones's show and
said,
"Empire's
never seen such giant.
Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
Let's back her up. Man, I didn't know from the transcript she went on a whole rant about me. Back this up. Wow. My black heart. Hey, baby. Big, juicy, and red, and you know it, and not afraid. And that's what she can't stand. Wow, I was watching some of it earlier in the break, and she didn't look that animated and that angry. When she starts talking about me, she like, these people must be like, got the red button ready to pull the trigger on me. Just, oh, can make me great? Oh, boy, I just watered the tree. Boom, boom. I mean, I don't want to die, but let me tell you. Huevos rancheros right here. I mean, I am born to bring you down, lady. So, I'm a little bug, huh? Step on me. This is ecstasy, actually. I didn't say there was child actors. We've had guests that say that, had debates, and had the other guy that, you know, says it's all real on. We've had debates like CNN does, you know, people saying nothing happened and people saying it all happened. I mean, we've really got her here. Because now in Oklahoma City, I did say it's a stage. I mean, I know the names of the bombers. Would you like me to tell you? I've had the head of the canine squad that was there 2 minutes after. He knows all of them. They came to his office and said, "We're going to kill you." His name's Don Browning. He's in Oklahoma City. Decorated Marine Corps veteran and head of the canine unit. You want? Oh, you don't want to talk to Don Browning that saw the NATO op, the FBI operator, the CIA operator, the ATF operator? And I got a hand to these agencies. They had high-level guys, heads of departments stringing the gray sticks of butter. She's like, "What are you doing in the stairwell?" I'm like, "Oh, telephone work, dear." And I remember she says, Jane Graham said, "I was struck by how handsome they were." And so she was like, "Well, what are you guys doing?" And she was, I guess, and they were like, "I'm going to move along, sweetheart. We're doing some important work right now." Oh, and you had the deputy attorney general at the time running the operation. Sorry, let's back it up and go back to it. Here it is. Remember, we're ready. With Hillary. Maybe we've lost audio. I'm not sure. We had audio earlier, but sometimes we do these DVRs, they do this. Yeah, you guys got the audio?
It must be to say things like that. But Trump doesn't challenge these lies.
No, I want to back
he
it
actually
up.
Guys. Went on, Jones
I want to back
Jones.
It up. Back it up to the start. Like, back it up a minute. That is ambrosia. I mean, she, the liar, the criminal, the founder of ISIS that brought al-Qaeda into Syria, that murdered hundreds of thousands of Christians with her co-founder at the Legion of Doom, Obama, these horrible demons, and she's talking about my black heart. It's, my heart is so big and red and juicy. I do this for love, lady. I don't do this to count a bunch of...
$30,000 a person per plate to come hang out with her.
Oh, my God. And it's not that I'm being recognized by them. I mean, they run Media Matters. They attack me every day now. They attack me all over the CNN, MSNBC. But to have the demon itself try to turn InfoWars into some weapon that's going to bring down Trump, when, of course, Trump's winning by a landslide. They are panicking. They are completely freaking out. Okay, do we have the DVR queued up now? Here we go. Here it is.
And he has repeated that over and over again. His latest paranoid fever dream is about my health.
Yeah, I'm just going to break. This will be a day long remember.
And all I can say is, Donald, dream on.
Oh, got that smile. He looks like family members of mine after they've been dead a couple of days, lying on the slab. Those gums are coming back off those teeth, aren't they, sweetie? That soul wants to get out of there.
But my friends.
Man, I've got so much energy, so much power right now. I love God. I love so much.
I'm going to run up to her and give her an injection.
Friend, here we go.
This is what happens when you treat the National Enquirer like gospel.
Oh, that said your husband was Monica Lewinsky?
They said in October I'd be dead in 6 months.
And you look like you are.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. He even said, and this really just is so disgusting, he even said the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre were child actors, and no one was actually killed there. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark
I don't know.
How
did you say that? I just said it to all those Christians. I don't know.
To say things like that.
I didn't say that.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down." This from the man who wants to be president of the United States. You know, I've stood by President Obama's side as he made the toughest decisions a commander-in-chief has to make. In times of crisis, our country depends on steady leadership. Clear thinking.
You don't look too steady, lady.
Because one wrong
move. She said she needed a Parkinson's drug and she couldn't think clearly. We have your email, wench, and more.
I know
we
have. I mean,
you can stop any of us. You will fall. La, la, la.
She said she had a cracked ass.
Oh, this is so good. Oh, this is so good.
Look at her. Tell the difference or doesn't care between fact and fiction. And who buys so easily into racially tinged rumors.
I've been waiting for this a long time.
Someone so detached from reality should never be in charge of making decisions that are as real as they
come. I'm serious. Oh, my God, this is so good.
That is yet another reason why Donald Trump
look at her. She's a
is simply temperamentally unfit to be president of the United States. Now, I hear and I read some people who are saying, well, his bluster and his bigotry is just overheated campaign rhetoric. An outrageous person saying outrageous things for a
I realize her spirit is so weak, and I don't care what they do to me. I'm with a spirit that's good. I love it. Oh, it's so good.
Trump has proposed. They
says Trump's detached from reality.
Into practice. And don't be distracted by the latest.
That's what they say in the Bible, and the devil locked up for 1,000 years so I can look at him.
Everybody's going to say, this did all that? But we know where he stands. He would form a deportation force to round up millions of immigrants and kick them out of the country. He abolished
the country just like their country do.
That says if you're born in the United States, you're an American citizen.
Hey, can we?
We got to take this clip and go back to what you used to say the opposite.
Exactly. Oh, my God. In America, she's targeting low-information people, man.
Millions of them. He banned Muslims around the world from entering our country.
I can't. Well, Anthony Gucciardi, you want to pop in here? I'm sorry. I feel 5 years younger, though. This is like a... They're into blood transfusions to children. I'm just into this.
Yesterday, Paul was tweeting out, wonder if Hillary Clinton will even mention this in tomorrow's alt-right speech. And sure enough, here you go.
Well, I'll tell you what. Number one.
The Death Star is orbiting the planet.
The Death Star is orbiting the planet and ready to fire. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, because this means that they have tried all other options of ignoring you and everything you're doing.
Now they've got to actually approach the Kraken.
And now they are issuing the Sauron statement, Voldemort, the one who will not be named because people will Google you. And I bet you look at the trends right now. It's just crazy and people are going to the website. And also, though, we have been
distracted. They just drank hemlock.
Check this out, though. We are debating her points. She can't debate our points, so she's taking things you didn't even say 15 years ago, skewing them, and then putting that up, right? So,
and now everyone will hear what I really said and agree with me.
Exactly. You need to challenge Hillary.
I mean, Anderson Cooper's up there with his face disappearing at Sandy Hook, with his, and I'm like, what the hell is this?
You have to do a breakdown and a thorough analysis of this.
You should do a response and challenge her to talk about all the things that you brought up instead of attacking you with ad hominem BS from 15-year-old twisted statements. If she actually could defend one thing you said, she would, but she can't, so she has to use
weird. Well, sure, no, she's giving talking points to the media of what to go out and say I said.
Oh, of course, exactly.
And well, it's like I said that she has a tumor the size of a watermelon, and I said it was a joke. I said they're lying and saying Trump's behind the polls and dropping out. You know, it's not true. Like, it's not true if I say she has a tumor the size of a watermelon. And then they've had articles saying Jones says she has a giant brain tumor. I mean, these people are just complete jokes.
Well, what happens if they can't actually argue with the real stuff you say? They have to say that you know, they'll take a picture of you doing a funny face or something. It's just standard BS,
right? Well, the same
thing
when
they also do this. I've seen media say Jones has Nazi stuff behind him. It's Obamacare next to Hitler, a bunch of Anthony back up, saying that's bad. But see, that's what they do.
Yeah, of course, because they can't actually argue with your
points.
They
can never even actually
have a discussion based on anything you're saying.
Yeah, and it's the same thing when we go debate these social justice warriors at these events. They never have anything to say, but all they can do is say sexist, racist, Islamophobic, transphobic, and that's all they have. And all they can say against you is they go, ooh, Alex Jones, a conspiracy theorist, but they won't actually
know. You said, who's Alex Jones? And they go, we don't know. We were told by the people who paid us to be here.
But look, they're so dumb. They're stuck in the old system. She's like Frank Underwood from House of Cards. She's like an 80s politician. She doesn't understand the Streisand effect. She attacking you is going to make you bigger and stronger. Help me, I'm weak, right? And then you're going to actually come back with more content delivered to her. And all the people that are Googling you from her side saying, who is this global person? They're going to say, wow, actually, all of this makes sense. So it's 100% a victory, major success. She doesn't understand that those weighted words have no actual weight. It's all just weird things
she's
where she thinks
she
can say,
3 days off.
Conspiracy, bad person.
She looks worse than ever, man. She looks drugged up. She looks like a corpse they're propping up.
She probably had to go through like a whole. Everyone who follows her is so dumb they're not going to look at
you. You know when those NBA players come off the court and everyone's like high-fiving them? She's going through and they're just jabbing her with shots to kind of boost her up so she can get to the stage. So she's like, all right,
she's an Iron Maiden of needles. She's an Iron Maiden, like 50 needles.
It's like when you go through basic training or whatever. It was just like.
It's like in Mars Attacks when the Martians jump up to have the thing slam on them with their uniforms. Like,
she starts off on a stool and they just give her enough injections where she can finally stand up.
Like, take the pillows away. Let's go.
No, they just say Alex Jones a bunch of times and she gets so mad that she's able to finally have some energy and go on stage.
You're right. Web traffic is 3 times more than normal. But see, here's an example. What was it where it was like 15 times its record or something? That's when there's like a mass shooting or a bombing. People tune in for us. That's why she's not even that big. People tune in to hear what we have to say about an event.
This is it. Alex Jones triggered Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, you get a thug life. Where's your thug life?
You triggered her. Yeah, Biggs did good. He triggered like immigrant over. You triggered Hillary Clinton. I think that deserves the thug life category.
Well, we can do a payday with this because we can show like the news going Saudi Arabia involved, government stood down, like ABC News, and then cut to me like 10 years ago saying it, and they cut Hillary going, he says 9/11, and then like experts say there were bombs inside the building in Oklahoma City. They cut to me, he said Oklahoma triggered, and then it just goes down the line. All right, we're out of time.
What difference does it make?
Support us. Purchase the products. We're independent media. We don't have globalists funding us, just like Trump doesn't. The new Selenium is back in stock. It was great with the X2. InfoWarsLive.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Get your Hillary for President shirts and Bill Clinton rape shirts exclusively at InfoWars.com. Oh, dear. Centigrade you, pesky earth creature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.